Hello, 103. We're still in chapter 6. Going to look at question number 17. It's not particularly mechanical. In fact, this is a kind of a nice question in that it uses a demand curve and equilibrium analysis. So there's some modeling here, but it actually explains. It's kind of an interesting thing. And this is what the benefit of learning economics is that we learn a few simple ideas and we can apply them to all kinds of things. And this particular issue is very common. You know, right now we're in this COVID pandemic situation and the matter of people raising prices on masks and other personal protection equipment, et cetera, is a big issue. So this is maybe a little before your time, but in 2016, Gordon Downie, he was the lead singer of the band, The Tragically Hip. He got diagnosed with cancer, and the band decided to do a farewell tour across Canada. It was a huge event. And after tickets, we'll just go back to the question here. After tickets started to go on sale, Alan Cross, a Canadian radio host and music writer, wrote an article called "It's Not You. You really are screwed when it comes to buying concert tickets." His complaint was over bots. These are programs that purchase all available tickets milliseconds after they go on sale. Quote, "The bots are run by brokers and ticket resellers. They elbow their way to the front of the line and scoop up the tickets you and thousands of others were hoping to buy. With respect to the fact that brokers were reselling the tickets to the Tragically Hip concert for over $5,000, Cross said, quote, "This is cold-blooded supply and demand keeping the tickets out of the hands of real fans. It's robbery and a ripoff," end quote. For this question, assume that there are a fixed number of equal quality seats for a given hip concert and that the tickets are initially priced at $100. So the situation is they're going to have a concert. They set the price at $100. You go online or phone up to try to get a ticket, and they're all sold out. But there's secondary sellers that are selling the seats for $5,000 a piece. And he's claiming that this is keeping these tickets out of the hands of real sellers. So, question A. In a graph, draw the market supply and demand curves for a given hip concert tickets. Show the $5,000 price and the $100 price. Show the quantities demanded and supplied at each price. Label any excess demand. So let's see if we can do a better job at drawing here. So I'm going to draw a demand curve. This is going to be a market demand curve. So going to have our axes here. So here are tickets. Here's the price of the ticket. There's some market demand curve for these things. Oh, look at that. That's a beautiful, beautiful straight line demand curve. I'm really getting the hang of this thing. There's a fixed number of seats in the stadium. We'll just assume they're all the same quality. So this is some quantity number of seats. Who knows? Maybe it's 20,000 or whatever. And so this is the market supply curve. And what do we know? We know that the equilibrium price is $5,000. There's a black market out there where people are setting prices such that the market is clearing. And so we know that the equilibrium price is $5,000. Okay. But we also know that the concert is selling tickets for just $100. At that $100, they can't do anything about the size of the stadium. It's fixed. But at that $100,000, there might be, you know, if this is 20,000, maybe there's 50,000 people that are willing to go see the concert at that price. So there you go. There's what the situation is. Question B. What can we say about the people who end up going to the concert when they have to pay $5,000 for a ticket? Would you call these people real fans? And let's just change color here. So there's someone out there that's willing to pay $5,000 for that ticket, right? The marginal consumer was willing to pay $5,000. There were other people out there that were willing to pay, these people up here, right? This is an extensive margin situation again, just like question 10. These people up here were willing to pay even more, maybe $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. Why would people pay so much? Well, to have a high marginal value means two things are going on. One, you really love the Tragically Hip. And two, you got the income to support that. So there's a group of people that have the income, really love the Tragically Hip, and they're willing to pay this enormous price to go see the concert. Does that mean they're real fans? I would say so, right? When you're paying $5,000 to go see the Tragically Hip, that $5,000 could be used to purchase anything else, right? These people are sacrificing $5,000 worth of consumption to go see this concert. Of course, they're real fans. If the tickets had not been purchased by bots and fans could have lined up perhaps for days to get the tickets for $100 and assume these people didn't turn around and sell them to scalpers, what could we say about these concert goers? Would we call these people real fans? This often happened in the old days when I was a young fellow. So you would stand in line. When you got to the front of the line, you would pay the $100. But remember, this ticket is worth $5,000. So there's $4,900 worth of surplus here. Well, how's that surplus going to be competed away? You had to stand in line. And you might stand in line for 2, 3, 4, maybe 7, 8 days to get $4,900. How long would you stand in line to get $4,900 given to you? A long time. And so in equilibrium, what's going to happen to people here is that they will pay $100 for the ticket plus $4,900 worth of their time. If they were making $100 an hour, they would have stood in line for 49 hours, right? And so everybody has to sacrifice $5,000 to go see the concert. It's just a question of whether or not you sacrifice it in terms of time or whether or not you sacrifice it in terms of money. Notice that the people who are willing to sacrifice in terms of time are probably a different group of people than those people who are willing to sacrifice $5,000 in money. People who have high incomes often have high time costs, and they're not going to wait in line to see the concert. So yeah, you would say these are both real fans. So this gets us to question D. Given your answer to B and C, what is Cross really complaining about? I mean, it's not that the real fans aren't getting the tickets. I think what he's really complaining about is that he's not willing to pay $5,000, and he's not willing to wait in line that long either. And so I think what he's really complaining about is he wanted to be, you know, lucky enough to get phone up and get a ticket for $100, and that was the end of it. So what he's really complaining about is that they're too popular, the band. Now, it'd be nice if I could erase. Here's an eraser. Let's see if I can erase all this stuff here. Can't erase. Why can't I erase? Oh, there we go. I'm going to erase all this. So here we got the last question of this problem. Here's again this Alan Cross's writing. He says, well, I'm really getting good with this. With respect to the problem of scalping, bots and ticket resellers, Cross said, there's no solution. We've tried legislation. We've tried banning it. You are just screwed. If the price remained at $100, would you agree or disagree with Cross? What is the only way to get rid of bots and scalpers? Well, on this point, Cross is correct. You cannot legislate away scarcity. You just cannot. If the Tragically Hip were not willing to do 7, 8, 9, 10 concerts per city, then the number of concerts is fixed. And their lead singer was going to die. This is the last event of its type. And so you can't legislate it away. You can't ban it. You can't do anything. You want to go see something that is very valuable? You're just going to have to pay the price. Now, what's the only way to get rid of the bots and the scalpers? Well, the only way to get rid of those is to raise the price, is to allow the concert seller to set the price at $5,000. If the concert promoter is not willing to do that, well, then you're going to have resale market, because you're going to have a difference between what some people are willing to pay and what other people are willing to pay.